October 3. We are to reflect Christ's love. Then said Jesus to them, "Peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you." John 20:21. We should earnestly seek to know and appreciate the truth, that we may present it to others as it is in Jesus. We need to have a correct estimate of the value of our own souls. Then we would not be as reckless in regard to our course of action as at present. We would seek most earnestly to know God's way. We would work an opposite direction from selfishness, and our constant prayer would be that we might have the mind of Christ, that we might be molded and fashioned after His likeness. It is in looking to Jesus and beholding His loveliness, having our eyes steadfastly fixed upon Him, that we become changed into His image. He will give grace to all that keep His way and do His will and walk in truth. I beseech you, whose names are registered on the church book as worthy members, to be indeed worthy through the virtue of Christ. Mercy and truth and the love of God are promised to the humble and contrite soul. All heaven is filled with amazement that when this love, so broad, so deep, so rich and full, is presented to men who have known the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, they are so indifferent, so cold and unmoved. The infinite treasures of truth have been accumulating from age to age. No representation could adequately impress us with the extent, the richness of these vast resources. They are awaiting the demand of those who appreciate them. These gems of truth are to be gathered up by God's remnant people, to be given by them to the world, but self-confidence and obduracy of soul refuse the blessed treasure. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Such love cannot be measured, neither can it be expressed. God calls upon the world to behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. It is a love that passeth knowledge. In the fullness of the sacrifice, nothing was withheld. Jesus gave Himself. God designs that His people shall love one another as Christ loved us. They are to educate and train the soul for this love. They are to reflect this love in their own character, to reflect it to the world. Each should look upon this as his work. Christ's fullness is to be presented to the world by those who have become partakers of His grace. They are to do that for Christ which Christ did for the Father, represent His character. Review and Herald, December 23, 1890.